An infected nurse's arrival at a Washington-area hospital topped the news in the U.S. as criticism mounted against the president, along with accusations that his administration has not done enough to protect Americans. This president, sometimes criticized for golfing and fundraising during major crises, canceled some trips in recent days to hold meetings with his Ebola team. After one of those meetings, Mr. Obama called cameras into the Oval Office and offered assurances to Americans.
I understand that people are scared. But what I want to emphasize once again is that right now we've got one individual who came in with the disease.
Along with working to stop Ebola, the president is trying to contain political damage resulting from Americans' fear of the disease.
It's important, I think, for all of us to keep perspective in terms of how we handle this. We are taking this very seriously at the highest levels, starting with me.
The potential for political damage to the Democrats is real, says analyst Julian Seltzer, who spoke via Skype.
It's creating a sense of crisis. It's raising questions about government, and that will all point to problems, I think, for the Democratic Party.
Volunteer organizations.
Ebola has featured prominently in debates among candidates in key races that could determine whether Democrats keep control of the Senate, with Republicans blasting the administration for not imposing a travel ban on West African countries with Ebola outbreaks.
The CDC says its discretionary funding has been cut by 580.
Democrats have run ads like this one, accusing Republicans of cutting funding to the Centers for Disease Control.
Our budget has been flat.
The president has named an Ebola czar to spearhead efforts and authorize National Guard and Reservist troops as part of the U.S. commitment to deploy 4,000 American soldiers to fight Ebola at its source in West Africa. Mr. Obama has said he is absolutely confident a serious outbreak in the United States can be prevented. Analysts say he and his party hope that will remain the case before next month's elections. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
In that hood, the samples are inactivated. Basically, the virus is killed.